the quilt off their bed, took an old knife, put their mattress, searching for food. Because a lot of times they take a hound meat or two hound meat and they hide it, keep the angels from getting it. But they tore her bed up, they didn't get no nothing. Yeah, they hid their cattle, keep them from shooting the cows, you know, they carried them somewhere and they hid them. Keep the angels from. Oh, it's pretty rough.
Your great-great-grandfather, Ruth Cleveland's dad, didn't he own a plantation in Hart County?
Well, I don't remember. But I'm sure they did, because there's a whole bunch of Cleveland, you know, out there, and they probably had a plantation.
I read somewhere that they did, and I was just wondering if they'd ever talked about it with you.
But after the war, I think they tore their house down, the Yankees did, or somebody did. And turned all the slaves loose. Somebody said that when he got back out of the army, his family had two slaves. Old people, nigger, woman, man, and they come to, he told them, get out, they're free, you know, and they says, where we go, we got nowhere to go, so he told them, said, well, come with me, you're welcome to come, you know. Now I heard that, I'm not sure, but I heard that they come right down here and they helped when mom was a little kid, you know, they had a what's called a what is Manny or something that helped them out.
A nanny, is that what you said? A nanny.
But I heard that when they got so old and got bed fast, you know. My granddad and grandmother took care of them just like they would their own people.
I've heard about that situation. it was the older white couple that just been free. That's good. And they settled, they settled in Friendship.
Yeah. My grandmother said that some of the white people of the creek slaves rough, you know. Of course, some of them wouldn't work. They have to get on to them about that, you know. Yeah, my grandmother said that. But some of these people that sell slaves just like swapping the horses, you know.
Yeah, I read about that too.
Yeah. Make them get up on a box, you know, pull the shirt off, see how this builds, you know, and all. Yeah, they bomb a good young, stout man. He'd bring a lot of money for a farmer, you know, that had a lot of work to do. And they'd take him out there and working like it was a view, you know, and build him a little old shack house to live in, you know. Yeah, that Gone with the Wind was, you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Kind of express that part of it.
Do you think that they have just lost a lot through Reconstruction, and that's why they moved to Alabama, or did they just hear that Alabama was a good place to settle and they wanted to?
They'd heard that, and
you don't know the exact reason.
I think exactly, but I know that Well, they, maybe some of the Dyers or some of the people that he knew in Georgia had come out here, and they sent word back. For him to come out here, you know. That's what he's done. And I don't know how their finances are standing, but he must have been able to move and come.
The wagon was pulled by oxen, is that
right? I don't think he used them, but they had probably mules or horses.
Okay.
They probably was well enough to take off on them just like that. They wouldn't do it just
on a whim. Well, what kind of person was King David? I mean, you knew him.
He's a hard working man. He put in work. He's big too. He's about 200-250 pound man when I knew him, but I know that he's younger, you know. He's stout and big, strong. Tall. He's I guess his eyes are old Randy.
Yeah. Is that guy any Indian? He looks Indian. Or looks like he has some. Got the high cheekbones, a little broad. Don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, they had a hard time, but everybody had a hard time, so I don't suppose that. I mean, just touch it, but it's a matter of fact, you know. And they used to have to live through it. So they
did your grandfather stay live the remainder of his life in Friendship, or did he ever move to Boaz?
As far as I know, he did.
He did.
Yeah, but he farmed down there. Yeah, here's a story. He peddled too. He'd fill up a wagon full of potatoes and all kinds of things he grow, you know, on the farm. Beans and peas, potatoes, and he'd beef a cow or a beef. It's been the wintertime now, by the way, and they put it in the wagon, they'd haul it to Boaz, and he'd go from in his wagon, in his house. People knew him up here, you know, had to come out there, and boy, they'd buy that steak, and he'd sell it to a sheep, you know. And he'd load up. My mama said, of course, this is back when she was at home, he was doing that. He said, one day they'd fill the wagon up full of stuff to sell, you know. And next morning, he'd take cold weather, you know. They'd put big old rocks on around the fire where they kept, and they'd warm that rock, get good and warm. And then in the morning, they'd wrap that thing up in some kind of paper and all, keep the heat, don't carry out there and put it in the wagon. And he'd take a wool blanket, wrap up in, you know, get in the wagon about 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe 2:30 in the morning, and go all the way to the south. Drive, go down the house of the mountain there for that there sales place. Go down there and tell, and he'd sell that beef, and boy, those people would come out there and beat him, and boy, they just buy everything you had.
Wow.
Beans, peas, potatoes. And mama used to tell me when I was a kid, though, he'd come in, he'd have a sack full of money. He'd come in and throw it on the table, you know, and count it out and see how much he had. He had a lot of money, but he had to work for it. Man, get up in the ice, sleet everywhere, you know. But he stay warm. He keeps his feet under and that on top of that there big old hot rock, and that thing stay hot, you know, nearly all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sat there in that wagon. Had my big old parasol, bigger than a. It was a great big outfit. I remember that thing because I used to play with it. I get up in the barn loft and I hold that thing out and open it up. Then I drop out of the loft, you know. And I, mm-hmm. It was like a good parachute. Yeah, Mama get on to me about that. But that thing was near as big as pull here, open it up, you know, but it, you could fold it down just like an umbrella, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times in the summertime, he'd use that thing for a shade. Yeah, he was a side. He paid money and ever, well, the first big troller we ever got. He bought Mama, I believe, $10-$20 to give her, and I was back in the penny, too. Mm-hmm. And he also drew a pension mm-hmm. out of the Confederacy Army, you know. The old Southern veterans, they got a pension, you know,
yeah.
5 years of fighting out in Washington. They paid the veterans.
What panic are you talking about?
Well, the panic come in gradual, slow ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess about 1928, 1929 was 1930, that's about the hardest part of it.
Okay.
But anyway, he'd give Mama every time he'd come to see us, which wouldn't be very often. He'd give her, what do you give her something every time he comes to see us?
Hmm.
And she bought the first big trailer we ever had, and Archie's got that thing in his house. Got what's left of it.
Mm-hmm.
That where we're going to play. But it was nice. And then, when we lived in Miss Annie Denson about 1935 something, we come up there and bought her a, give her some money. Mama used it for Morris radio.
Oh.
Yep. I believe radio back then cost around $20. I'd like to think, I could think any other time, I could think of a lot of things to say.
You're doing wonderful.
But,
I think you're doing great. You told me a lot about King David, Cleveland. The question I've got to ask you.
I don't know where he got his education, but he is pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that he learned himself. In fact, my aunt, Callie, you like to be named that. Pretty close. But she went to school down there at Clear Creek, I believe the same as school.
Mm-hmm.
And old Dr. Horsley was going to school there.
Mm-hmm.
And the house, they had, all schools back then had a spelling bee. And my aunt could spell anything in the blue box spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
And could she could pronounce the word and spell it. And they had a Thursday, Mama was telling me about this down there at school. And she said, oh, horses, mm-hmm. horses, this spelling word is mine. And she spelled. But I think mine is Mike Neal's got our old food box power now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're collectors. If you get one, be sure to get it.